Hi everyone, I'm Francisca Witty, and this is The Vulnerable Show. The Vulnerable Show is a culture and lifestyle show on purposeful and victorious living. In this show, I'll be chronicling my life stories. I'll share with you my joys, my wins, my fears, my tears, my pains, my rage, my challenges, and my shame. But not so we could have a pity party, but so you can see real time how I walk away from being a victim to being a victor. And hopefully, I can inspire you to do the same. So ladies and gentlemen, life just got real, there's nothing personal anymore, and you can listen in and download on all our social media channels at The Vulnerable Show. See you there. Hello everybody, welcome to episode 2 of your favorite podcast. In this episode, I'll be sharing with you on the unfiltered story of my marriage. So basically, I've been married for 7 years, going on 8, and I can say that absolutely nothing prepared me for the journey that marriage is. So here I was, a new bride with a bucket full of expectations for my husband and on our marriage, all of it of course based on my personal feelings, my perspectives and my opinions. I would say that at best my story is subjective. And so marriage began to happen. And as we went on, I began to see that these expectations were at variance with the reality of my marital experience. It started with having arguments about our differences. It progressed to being angry and feeling disappointed. And the negative emotions began to pile up real quick. The rage, the bitterness, the pain, the anger, the regret, the shame, you name it, all of it came on me. And it wasn't long after that I began to feel the weight of the whole world on my head. I felt unappreciated. I felt unloved. I felt abandoned. All of these feelings. And this is the story of how I became sore from depression. And when my heart just couldn't take anymore, when I got to my limit, so badly that I knew I could die from depression, I cried out one day to God and I begged desperately for a way of escape. It wasn't long after that I packed up and traveled far away from my matrimonial home. I simply moved out because I couldn't take any more pain. And in all those several months that I moved away, there were just only a handful of people that I shared the real issues of my marriage with. And I'll tell you what these persons did. They didn't just listen to me and sit idly on the information that I shared with them. They didn't go gossiping about it. But guess what they did? 3 things, and I want you to take note of these 3 things. Firstly, they listened to me without passing judgment. Secondly, they held my hand and prayed with me. And thirdly, they didn't stop at just the first prayer, but they went on to continue to intercede for us and for our marriage. And they continue to do so. So ask yourself, who are you sharing your issues with? Find someone to share with, not one who would judge you, not one who would mock you, not one who would sit idly on your issues or gossip about them, but one who would hold your hand and pray with you. So after several months of being away from my matrimonial home, I remember this day, I just gotten off the phone with my husband. Of course, he had visited a number of times, trying to get me to change my mind and come back home. And on this particular occasion, he had called to try to talk me into forgiving him and coming back home. And I came on very forcefully. I was very clear about my position not to return back home. I had no doubt in my heart that this was it. So I just gotten off the phone with him. And the first time in several months, I suddenly began to ponder and to imagine what the possibilities of going back home would be like. And I was like, just what if I decided and agreed to go back home? How would things change? What would change about our marriage and the pain that I felt? This was a thought that had never crossed my mind for several months. And here I was, just off a heated telephone conversation, and not quite up to a minute, I was now toying with the idea of going back home. And this was how, in about 4 to 5 days, this sudden change of heart led to finally going back home. So I got back home, and of course, I didn't return to have things change immediately. I got back home still angry, still bitter, still upset. In fact, I recall even after about 2 months of my return or so, I was still feeling stupid for coming back home. I just couldn't give our marriage a chance. But today, it's been a little less than a year since I have returned back home. And I can tell you that things are not quite the way they used to be. It's taken this long for God to help me forgive my husband. And more critically, to see him through the eyes of God. And all because of the blessing of friends who continue to intercede for us, even when we are at our weakest. And also by the amazing patience of my husband. One would say, how about all the things that used to make me upset? Do they still happen? Pretty much, yeah. But the point is, in spite of all of that, God's grace for forgiveness continues to help me forgive him on a daily basis, even up to this moment. So now, when my husband upsets me, sometimes we talk about it, or sometimes we don't, but whatever the situation, God continues to help me not to carry the burden of hurt, but to release them at his feet, and to allow me to see my husband through his eyes, so that I can perform my most critical assignment as a wife, which is to pray for him from a genuine place of love.
Don't ask me why, don't wonder how, don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you. I'm love. It's what I do.
So you may be listening to me today and your marriage has gone even worse than mine went. Maybe you have even become finally separated or divorced from your spouse. This podcast is not necessarily about you being joined again to your spouse, but it's about you making peace with your spouse and forgiving them. But if I may tell you the truth, you do not have the capacity to forgive them, especially when you remember all the ways that they hurt you. Only God can heal you. Only God can give you a new heart, and only God can empower you to forgive them. And it's pertinent for you to have a new heart to forgive, because without that, you will never be productive with your life's endeavor or your purpose. So it might even be other issues of life aside marriage that is weighing you down. But I'm calling for you today to reach out to me on email at thevulnerableshow@gmail.com or go to our Facebook page at The Vulnerable Show, like our show and send me a message. And I will do the same 3 things. That our friends did for us. I would listen to you and allow you to unburden your heart. I would pray with you. And thirdly, I will continue to pray for you, that God would give you a new heart, a brand new heart that can forgive all the hurts and make peace with your spouse. And if perhaps your marriage has already been dissolved, only God will do what he will do as it pleases him. So I'm calling for you today to reach out to me on all our platforms, on Facebook and email, and so that we can continue to uphold each other in a place of prayers, because I still covet your prayers. So like our Facebook page at The Vulnerable Show and send me an email on Facebook, or send me an email at thevulnerableshow@gmail.com. Like our page to follow our episodes and future updates. God bless you. Thank you for listening.